It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Understanding the laws of success. And we have come to recognize from scriptures that we are not in a lawless kingdom. Romans chapter 8 and verse 2, the Bible makes us to understand there. It says, the law of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So we are not without law. Rather, it is the laws that we subject ourselves to that determines the height that we attain. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. It said, for then that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. It said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So success is an illusion without subjection to the laws of life in scriptures. It takes our subjection to the laws of scriptures in order to rule in the realms of success. I see somebody today being elevated to the realms of unstoppable success in the name of Jesus. Amen. You believe it? Say louder, amen. Amen. It's also important for us to understand that spiritual laws are higher than natural or scientific laws. They are higher. In the realm of the natural, we can recognize that there are laws that are superior to other laws. For example, there is the law of gravity, and that law pulls everything to the ground. It keeps everything on the ground. For example, the chair that you sit on, if you get up from the chair is still on the ground because the law of gravity is pulling it to the ground. But then there is what you call the law of uplift. That is the law by which planes fly. That is the law by which birds fly. It is not that the law of gravity is non-existent, but it is that the law of uplift is greater than gravity. The moment a superior law comes, it subjects the inferior law and imposes its will upon it. It's important for us to understand that what we examine from scriptures are the laws of God that are superior to the laws of natural life. It is supernatural in dimension, and its ability to deliver is unlimited. Therefore, it means that no matter what stands as gravity trying to pull you down, as long as you engage the superior law, the spiritual law of uplift, you will find yourself lifted up in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. So what we have been examining are the diverse laws of the spirit that you and I must put to work in order to experience the success that God has ordained for us. There is no mistake about the fact that everyone that is a child of God is ordained by God to stand out. We are created for the top. That is God's ordination. But there are spiritual laws that grant us access to what God has ordained us for. And this morning we are going to be examining one of those vital spiritual laws, and this is the law of sacrifice. Say with me, the law of sacrifice. Say louder, the law of sacrifice. While this law may seem unpalatable to the ears of many, it is a vital and necessary law for anyone that will taste the success that God has ordained for him or her. It is important that first of all we define or describe sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is doing beyond one's best. You see, diligence is all about doing your best, giving it your best. But sacrifice is doing beyond one's best. If you look at a rubber band, for example, it has a natural size. And that natural size can hold certain things. If you put anything into that rubber band and it is within the natural size, it will still hold it. But you discover that beyond the natural size, you can stretch a rubber band. The stretching process takes it beyond its natural ability. It carries what you call elasticity. The destiny of every believer carries elasticity. And you stretch it out through the process of sacrifice. In Luke chapter 12, verse 49 and verse 50, this is what Jesus said. He said there, I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it is already kindled? Look at verse 50. But I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I straightened or stretched until it is accomplished? Sacrifice is always at the cost of a stretch. If you are not willing to stretch, then you are not ready to rise. The process of our rising demands the act of sacrifice. Beyond, inside of you, God has put elasticity therein. Your natural capacity may seem limited, but elasticity is present when stretched by sacrifice. Anyone who is expecting to experience greatness, experience success, and attain the heights of life must be committed to the act of sacrifice. In John chapter 10, Jesus was speaking, verse 17 and verse 18. These are the words of Jesus. He said, therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life, that I may take it again. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. When you talk about sacrifice, it is also the process of making your life a seed. Your life becoming a seed. It's important for us to understand that every seed has potential for a harvest, but it never shows until it is sown. In the book of Mark chapter 4, beginning from verse 30 down to verse 32, this is what the Bible says. It says, whereto shall we liken the kingdom of God, and what comparison shall we compare it? He said, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, it is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. He said, but when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. It is smaller than all, but when it is planted, it becomes greater than all. If you want to enjoy greatness, you and I must get planted. That planting process is what we refer to as sacrifice. It is where your life itself is converted, as it were, to a seed. The totality of who you are, the totality of what you are, is converted into a seed. In the book of John chapter 12, verse 23 down to verse 26, Jesus was speaking. And this is what he said. He said, the hour for the Son of Man to be glorified has come. But except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. He said, but if it die, it will bring forth much fruit. He said, he that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hated his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. He says, if any man will serve me, if he will give himself like this, he said, where I am, there also shall my servant be. And if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. He's talking there about engaging to the point of sacrifice. Every life is a seed, and the potential of the seed can only be seen when it is planted. Let's look at three very important examples from scriptures of individuals that went to great heights on the platform of sacrifice. We begin with the example of Abraham. And Abraham is important to us in scriptures because the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah 51 verse 1 to 3 concerning Abraham. It says to us there, it said, look unto Abraham. Look unto the rock that you have been hewn from and to the pit of the hole that you have been digged. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. And verse 3 said, he said, the Lord will comfort Zion, following the same pattern. So it's important that we see the pattern of Abraham to that blessing. How is it that Abraham became the picture of blessing in scriptures? The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 22, beginning from verse 1 to 3. This is what happened. The Bible said, the Lord came and tested Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, behold, Abraham said, I'm here. And this is what the Lord said. He said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee to the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And we are told in verse 3 that Abraham rose up early in the morning. He saddled his ass. He took the young men and took Isaac with him and cleft the wood for the burnt offering. And they began heading there. And if you look further in scriptures in verse 4, we are told there, he said that after the third day, he said, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Don't forget, Abraham had Isaac at the age of 100. Here comes a man that is at that great age, going to a mountain and on a journey for 3 days to sacrifice the son that he loved. The epitome of sacrifice. And look at God's response to Abraham. Verse 16 down to verse 18. The Bible tells us there, it said that the Lord said, because you have not withheld your son, your only son, he said, therefore in blessing I will bless you. In multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven. He said, and your seed shall possess the gates of thy enemies. I like that. He said, in blessing I will bless you. In other words, I will make your blessing so thick that anybody who sees you will know that this is blessing. This is beyond what others have. This is blessing. That is why even in the New Testament, you find people still singing, Abraham's blessings are mine. When people want to describe blessing, they look at Abraham. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 24, verse 1 and verse 2 concerning Abraham, he said he was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in what? In all things. That will be somebody's experience here. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. So on the platform of sacrifice, Abraham became a transgenerational celebrity. On the platform of sacrifice. Sacrifice took a man that should have been relegated and promoted him to the point of being a generational celebrity. Don't forget that at the age of 75, Abraham had no personal identity. He was still continuously living with his father. He was a man, as it were, that did not seem to have any kind of identity of his own. But at that stage, he began to walk with God. He began to live a sacrificial lifestyle. And today we talk about Abraham as the epitome of blessing. So much so that scriptures tell us in Galatians 3 verse 14. It said that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. And that we may receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. So we are still partaking of the outcome of the sacrifice of Abraham. The blessing of God that came as a result of that is still speaking to this very day. If you look today around the world, you will discover that at the forefront of every aspect of life, you will find the seed of Abraham, natural seed of Abraham, represented there. Majority of those that are called Nobel laureates of Jewish descent. You find majority of those who are at the forefront of finance, they are of Jewish descent. You may not know this, but majority of the banks in the world are owned mostly by Jews. Everywhere you see them at the top. Why? The sacrifice of one man speaking for generations to come. There are people hearing me today. The sacrifices of your life will speak for generations to come. You believe it? Say louder, amen. I say you believe it? Say louder, amen. The sacrifices of your life will speak for generations to come. And that is God's expectation. Because the Bible makes us understand very clearly, Isaiah chapter 60 and in verse 15, he said, "You that was forsaken and hated, that no man went through thee," he said, "I will make thee an eternal excellency," what? "A joy of many generations." That is, if Jesus tarries to come, 50, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 years to come, your name is still ringing bells on the earth. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. So we saw that in the example of the man called Abraham. We come to the life of Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was a man that lived a sacrificial life. He came, as it were, at the tail end. He was a man that seemed to have been relegated to the back. The apostle who came last of all. If you look at what the scriptures say concerning Paul, he said he was seen of this, Jesus was seen of this, was seen of that, and last of all, he was seen of me. Paul came last, but Paul ended first. The one who came last became the voice of the apostles. Everything that Jesus came to do, Paul unveiled it to the church. Two-thirds of the New Testament is attributed to Paul the apostle. Majority of the epistles, we find them attributed to this man. But what was the secret of Paul? He was a man that had made his life sacrificial to his assignment as given to him by God. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 down to verse 38. This is Paul the apostle speaking here. The Bible makes us to understand there. It said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" He said, "For it is written, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter." He said, "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." In verse 38, he said, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Verse 39, he said, "is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." This was a man showing the level to which he was sold out to his task. He had made himself a sacrifice to the assignment that God had given to him. No wonder Paul the apostle emerged among the greatest of the apostles. Philippians 3 verse 7 and verse 8. We find here again Paul depicting to us how he lived his life. He says, "But what things were gain unto me, those things I counted loss for Christ." And verse 8, "Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." I sacrifice everything else for this one thing. That was what took him from the back to the front. A life of sacrifice. A life of sacrifice. In the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, Paul the apostle said, "I am what I am by the grace of God." He said, "But this grace was not bestowed upon me in vain. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. I gave beyond all." I went beyond all. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time you find men who seem to have catalog of exploits, there are men who have also catalog of sacrifices. They have given themselves completely and totally. There is no one that can attain strange heights living a normal life. Everyone that attains strange heights must pay strange price. God's servant has put it this way: you cannot attain global size without paying a global price. There is a price to pay for every height you attain. There is a price to pay for every height you attain. You check it in every field of human endeavor. Anyone who will attain heights, they are individuals who are ready to pay strange price. Every area, whether it is in the area of academics, in career, whatever it is, whether it is in business, you find individuals that will attain strange heights. There are people who are ready to pay strange prices. Strange prices. When you do that, you become the voice of your generation. I see that becoming somebody's experience here in the name of Jesus. You believe me, say a loud amen. I say you believe me, say a loud amen. It is impossible for an individual to attend to their task in a sacrificial manner and not gain the attention of their generation. No matter how simple that task may be, attending to it is the secret to gaining the attention of your generation. When you do that in a sacrificial manner, you are on your way to the top. I see that becoming somebody's experience here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe me? Say a loud amen. Amen. The third example we have is the example of Moses. And in Moses we see a man who also seemed to have failed at his first attempts in life. But at the age of 80, Moses encountered God. And he began to live sacrificially. We see all through the scriptures, evidences and pictures of the sacrifice of Moses. For example, in the book of Exodus 24 verse 18, the Bible said that Moses went up into the cloud and he was there before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. He was a man completely sold out to God. Exodus chapter 34 verse 27 down to verse 30, we are told there, he said concerning Moses, he said, write these words. And he went and sat 40 days and 40 nights and did not eat bread nor drink water when the tables of stones were written upon. A life of sacrifice. And what was the story of Moses? Numbers chapter 12, beginning from verse 6. God speaking concerning Moses put it this way. He said, now if there is a prophet among you, I speak to him in visions and in dreams. He said, but Moses my servant, who is faithful in all my house, is not so. I speak to him face to face. What he was simply saying is that don't compare yourself to Moses. The sacrifices that have been paid have put him in his own place. The Bible tells us in the book of Exodus chapter, in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10 down to verse 12, concerning Moses. The Bible says concerning him, he said, and there arose not a prophet, says, in Israel, like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew what? Face to face. He said, in all the signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to do before Pharaoh and before all of his servants, all these things came to pass in the life of Moses because of his commitment to sacrifice. The sacrifice of today is the price for the height of tomorrow. The sacrifice of today is the price of the height of tomorrow. We have heard God's servant say this over and over again, that there is no star without a scar, and the scar of every star is sacrifice. There is no star without a scar, and the scar of every star is the scar of sacrifice. Until you are willing to pay the cost of sacrifice, you are not ready to ascend the height of greatness. Everywhere in the scripture you see greatness, you see it tied to the point of sacrifice. I see grace coming upon each one of us here today to pay the sacrificial cost in order to attain the glorious height. Somebody believe me, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe me, say a loud amen. Somebody believe me, say the loudest amen. You believe it, say the loudest amen. That is why you hear people say all the time, there is a story behind the glory. There is a cost behind the height. There is a price behind the rise. Anytime you see a person scaling heights, check the price. Something had been paid to scale that height. God is faithful to always respond to the sacrifice of his people. We have heard many times from our Father the testimony of this great commission, which we are celebrating this week, the 38th year of this adventure that God has taken this commission on. Hallelujah. But we have heard over and over again.